Okay, we are on Vav Amud Beis at the very top of the page. New question, but related question. By Rav Papa, Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin Olo. So what is Rav Papa's question exactly? So if you look at the Ran, the first Ran of the page, top on the top of the top right, so the Ran writes, Afila Biyad Mochiach Kami Baile, meaning we're not asking just, until now, the question's been, you know, do we say, do we require yadayim mochichos? Allah, right? If we're going to have a shorthanded version, does it have to be very obvious and very clear what it means? Or no, is it okay if it's not a yad that's mochiach? But the question now is no, I'm just asking in general. Like when it comes to kiddushin in general, can I use even a shorthanded version at all? Okay? And continuing the Ran, he says, and even though the idea of yados in general, right? I think, and we started, you know, sort of towards the beginning with this, the idea of a yad, saying a shorthanded version of a neder, is something that we learned out specifically by neder and by nazir, right? And we didn't, and we had to like have a drasha to learn that there's a hekesh, right, between nazirus and nedarim. So kiddushin doesn't have such a thing. Right, we don't have such a, we're going to see in a second, a drasha by Kiddushin. So does that matter to us? Maybe I can learn it out from a b'matzinu min nedarim. We mentioned a b'matzinu before. It's like an idea that when you have two ideas that are, new concepts that are, you know, very, very similar. So if it's true by one, it can also be true by the other. Because it's something like, what do I find that's sort of like a common thread or something's very similar? It's already have certain similarities, I can apply the halachas of one to the other. So maybe I could say, I'll learn Kiddushin, how, not through a hekesh, there's no you know, textual connection per se between them, but from the idea of the Bebe Matzinu, Minidarim. Oh, Einyad. Or maybe no, maybe I say there's no such thing. By Kiddushin, there's no shorthand. V'afilu mochiach. And maybe even if it's a very, even if it's very obvious, I didn't say the words that Chazal taught me to say. You didn't say it, right? So I said something that's so obvious. I said, "Hey, let's get married," or whatever. I said something very similar, right? It doesn't matter if I didn't say what I'm supposed to say, so it's not going to work, right? And why would that be? The nedarim shiny, because nedarim is different. Why is nedarim different? The chamiri, it's much more machmir, that filu bidibur ba'al machayle, masha ein kim bikidushin. Meaning that, what's unique about nedarim in the first place is that I can say something and all of a sudden there's halachic ramifications, right? That's very unique, right? By kiddushin, that's not true. I can't just say something and we're married. Because by kiddushin, masha ein kim bikidushin, shein tzrichin eidze maisa, kesef, oshtar, or bia. In order to get married, kiddushin, you have to do something, right? When we learn masach kiddushin, we'll talk all about that, but to give money, or you have to give a document, or they have to be intimate with each other. I mean, there's something very specific that has to happen besides the language by kiddushin more reveals what your mindset is, right? What you're meaning to do with this action. But there's an action that has to happen. By nedarim, there's no action. I just say it and it happens. So maybe the idea of yados is an idea that should only apply to neder and nazir, etc. Maybe it doesn't apply to kiddushin at all. So that's the question that Gemara is asking. So, or Rav Papa is asking. So by Rav Papa, yesh la de kiddushin ola. So Gemara says, okay, hechidami. Like, meaning what does that mean? What would be a scenario where you'd be doing kiddushin and there would be a yad? It would be short. It would be like a shorthand. What would that mean? Ilema de amrla leisha hareya mikudashasli v'amrla chaverta va'at nami. So let's just make sure you understand the case. The case is that you said to a woman, "Hariya mikudashasli," right? And you gave her the money, because obviously you have to do the action. You can't, saying those words to somebody is not enough, right? So the Gemara is assuming there's an action that you did, right? So also the assumption is if there's two women, you have to have given two prutos, right? You've given two rings, whatever, something to somebody, right? So. And presumably not to both women. I gave, so the Gemara has built the case that one possibility at least is that the scenario is I have two rings or two coins and I say to one woman, and I hand her two coins. And then I look at the woman next to her, I say, "Va'at nami," and you too. Right, so what's going on there? So the Gemara says, if that's the case that you're asking me, pshita, hainu kiddush and atzman. That's obvious that both are mikudeshes, right? You'll say, what do you mean? Why is it obvious? I didn't give it to both people. But the answer is, if I gave two, right, and gave it to one of them, right, and then said to the other woman, and this is for you, right, then that works, right? That's got to be the case. That for sure is kiddushin.
And the case of two coins is that one would make them halachically married.
Because all you need is one, right? Okay. As long as he gives a shavar pruta, something that has a value of very little money, right, a few cents, right. So that's enough to make kiddushin, right? So we have a minhag to give a ring. It doesn't have to be a ring. It could be a silver dollar, whatever. You know, that would be enough.
And he's making the first woman a shliach for the second.
Exactly. So Ron's going to say that presumably in that case he's making her a shliach. Right, exactly. Make the second woman, first woman, for the second woman, and he says to her, "And you too, right? Same thing. What I'm doing over here, I'm doing for you too, right?" So he gave two coins. He there's both women in front of him. He says, "Hariyat mikdash with the bazu," and that or kesef zu, whatever he's giving. And then he looks at the second woman and says, "And you too." Okay, so that the Gemara says, that's not a yad. That's obvious. And that can't be. That's not the case we're asking about, because that for sure she's mikdashes. Okay.
For sure the second lady is Mekudeshes?
For sure both are Mekudeshes in that case. Yes, correct.
How do we know the second lady even heard the statement?
So she's looking. You can tell that she's paying attention, let's say. She's standing right there. Okay? So she'd have to show some level of agreement. And then she's accepting it. She nods her head. She says something that shows that she agrees. Correct. You can't be Mekudesher without her knowledge. Right? She'd have to show that she's, she's shaking her head. Yeah, she agrees. Okay, so that can't be the case. Our question, because it's not a question, that's obvious. Ella, right, obvious. Ella Kagon, so what's that case? The Amr Lali Isha Ariat Mekudeshesli, the Amr Lali Chaverta Ve'at. Okay, all you said was, it's the same case, but you didn't say Ve'at Nami. You said, and you. Okay, so Mi Amrinan, do we say Ve'at Nami Amr Lali Chaverta Ve'tafsi Bakidushin? Meaning, but he says, and you, right? Does he mean to say, and you also, meaning you're also married, and therefore they're married? There's kiddushin in such case. Odima va'at chazai amar la lechaverta. Meaning, maybe just saying to her, at chazai, meaning you should take a look, you should think about it, you should consider. You know, this looks pretty good, right? Maybe you also want to be married to me, right? So maybe he's va'at, what he's saying to her is, and you? I mean, not, and you too, and I'm in, but at chazai, maybe you should think about it, right? Velo tafsi ba'kiddushin mechaverta. And that would not be kiddushin for the second woman.
He's still giving the first woman two coins.
Yes. Yes, because without the two coins, we can't do anything, right? Look now at the Ran. The Amar Lal Isha Hariat Mekudeshes Levenasan Lashtei Prutos. Right? He even has the language Venasan Lashtei Prutos. Right? That the language of the Gemara should actually be that they actually gave the coins. The Amar Lachaverta Vaat. Right? And he said to her, "And you, Mi Amridan Vaat Nami Amar Lachaverta V'chi Amra Denichala Havya Mekudeshes Dechaverta Kibal B'Shlichusa." Right, so and maybe we'll say that it's fine for her. She wants to be married, right? And her friend, the other woman, she took the kiddushin as a shliach for her, like Neil said, right? She takes it as shlichus, right? This other woman is being her shliach. Kedekayim lam efek ish mekadesh. The Gemara in kiddushin says the isha nasi shliach lechaverta. Afilu b'malkum shenasi salat tzara. A woman can be a shliach for another woman, even though she's becoming her co-wife, which typically is not kishmak. Right? People don't like that. So even in the situation where she's accepting money on behalf, like the worst person to be the shliach is the tzara, right? is the other wife, right? But even then, we assume that she's serving as a shliach for the first woman. Okay, avaleka lefruche benosin pruta lazu pruta lazu. But we can't say, says the Ran, is he gave each of them money? That can't be. Why? The vade mashma dichiagavna leka lesvuke klal bevaat chazai. Meaning, if he gave money to each woman. And now he gave her money to say, and he said, "Rahim Kadeshesli Vaat," and he gave both women money. That now he's just saying to her, and you think about it, that you can't say, right? Even if you're going to say there's no shorthand or whatever you want to call it, by kiddushin, that's for sure kiddushin. He hands her the money, right? So the case is specifically, says the Ran, that he gave one woman two coins, said, "Rahim Kadeshesli." Because of Zu to the one woman, and then said Va'at to the other woman, and presumably the other woman, you know, agrees to it. And that's where we're not sure. What is the shaking her head, etc. Because maybe she agrees, but maybe that's not what he meant. And maybe he didn't mean to get married, right? And look at the continuing around. Oh, Dilma va'ad chazai. Amar lal chavrita. Maybe just said, you know, take a look, consider it. The afagav de lo imash mahachi. And even though that's not what it really means, right? We don't. That's not the implication. The implication is va'at, right? You too. I gave two coins, one for you, right? V'yad mochiachu. And it's really a shorthand, but it's pretty obvious what it means. The va'at nami ka'amar. And that means you too. Kevan the ein yad, but kevan the ein yad. Meaning, when we say there's no yad, what we mean is that even in scenarios where it's true, if you ask me what's happening, I'll tell you this, they're intending to get married, right? That's what's happening here. It doesn't matter if you hold ein yad lekidushin. That means even if the yad is mochiach, even if the shorthand here is obvious to us, what it means, it doesn't matter. Right? You weren't explicit. And if you weren't explicit, you weren't explicit. It doesn't work. So that question, like we said, is there yad lekidushin? Is not. What if it's not so clear? The answer is even if it is clear, right? But you didn't say the full thing that you know. You didn't say it's not. By the way, it's not just that you didn't say like the text the Chazal said, but it's that you said something that still leaves like a little. It's still shorthanded, you know, in a certain sense. So we should get a even better definition of yad as you move along. But the point being that if you hold ein yad lekidushin, even though it's pretty clear what you meant, doesn't make a difference, doesn't work. So that's sort of the question that Rav Pup is asking. Do we say in such a case where it's pretty clear what's going on here, but you did it shorthand, you just said va'at, you didn't say va'at nami, so do we say in that case it's considered kiddushin or not? Fine. So the Gemara says, Umimi ba'ali Rav Papa. What, does Rav Papa really want to, like, what, he doesn't know? Rav Papa is asking? V'ha'mi da amalei Rav Papa la abaye. Mi savar Shmuel yadayim shein mochichos havin yadayim michla the sphere leiler of papa the yesh la the kiddushin. Okay, what are you talking about? So there is a gemara in kiddushin, right? Where if papa asks Abaye, right, and he says to him, right, does Shmuel hold that yadayim shein mochichos, right, are yadayim? And talking about within yadayim, he asks like, oh, does Shmuel hold that if it's not mochiach, if it's not obvious, then it doesn't work? What does that mean? Look at the Ran. Gabe kiddushin. And the question that was asked when he said that was regarding kiddushin. It wasn't a general question. It was a kiddushin question. Prepare kam de kiddushin. It's the daf hay kiddushin. Mechla de sviu le rav papa de yesh la de kiddushin. Meaning you see that if he's asking a question within the nuance, right? Oh, does Shmuel really hold that a yasha is not mochiach kiddushin? Like he's having questions about handling within the question of, you know, what type of yad, et cetera, when it comes to kiddushin. So what do you see? And the fact is, only question is like, wait a second, what about yad she'enu mochiach? What does that mean? Mechla de mochiach, pshita le de haviyad. That means that if it was a yad that's mochiach, that for sure he would agree with. We're going to see the Gemara's not so hot in this question necessarily per se. But the point is, at least the Gemara's havamina right now, the beginning of the thought process right now is that the fact that he's having considerations about within yadayim, is it mochiach, isn't mochiach, etc., means that he is for sure holds that if it's a yad mochiach, that it works. Otherwise, there's no question to be had. Just say, what are you talking about? There's no yadayim b'kiddushin, right? So that's a fair question, right? The fact that you see him having this whole conversation within it, what does everyone hold about yadayim within kiddushin? Sounds like he holds at least there is the concept exists. So answer the Gemara, chada migo, my desvir lele Shmuel am lele Abaye. No, what Abaye is talking about is just discussing what Shmuel's approach is. Meaning, you're right, it might be true that Abaye is having that conversation, that maybe Shmuel, right, should hold, there's Yad Lekidushin, but Abaye is just asking the question, what does Shmuel hold? So that, you're right, it sounds like a conversation that it assumes that there's Yadayim for Kidushin, but Abaye is not talking about himself. He's talking about someone else's opinion. So it could be that even though he's asking questions back and forth within the question of yadayim for kiddushin, that he himself doesn't hold from it at all. Right, look at the Ran. Migo by the sirele amar le abaye. Nehider of papa mispekale the dilma ein yad le kiddushin kolal. Meaning maybe Rav Papa himself isn't sure if there's yadayim at all by kiddushin, right? Mia lo matzil like shuya ala the Shmuel the dilma iu sirele the yeshad. I mean that's okay because maybe he's asking Shmuel, who may hold that there is a yad. Again, Rav Papa's not sure. He thinks maybe there is a yad for kiddushin, and maybe Shmuel holds that way. And he's asking a question, but then Shmuel, he's asking about Shmuel himself. that filu svir le the yesh la yad kedushin yad she ein mochiach lo have yad. Tachi shamin le Shmuel gabe nazir. Meaning we talked about Shmuel just now before, right? That Shmuel holds that yadayim she ein mochichos lo have yadayim. So he's just saying, by the way, for Shmuel who holds that way by neder and nazir etc., maybe he's going to hold. Maybe he should hold the same thing by kedushin. If you hold there's yad kedushin, but the fact that he's asking the question doesn't mean that he himself necessarily holds that way. He's still not sure, but he's asking about Shmuel. Okay, just by the way, as an aside, a little bit, the Ran sometimes does this, and this is where the Ran is sort of like a hybrid of like a Rashi and a Tosfos. Take a look at the next line in the Ran, which is very interesting. Vim Tomar, he has a question. Umay kamispekale b'kiddushin, may shnabi gittin to the kol yama yesh yad. Meaning, we said, oh, you know why kiddushin is different? Because kiddushin has an action you have to do. You have to give the money, you have to give the star, you have to have bia. Gittin also has an action. He has to handle the get, right? And some, but when it comes to get, we had the whole origination of the question of Yadayin Shei Mochicho started with what? The case where the guy gives the get to his wife, right? And we said, oh, maybe get's different because he, because you only divorce your own wife, etc. But the bottom line is the whole conversation, the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Shmuel that we saw on Daf Dalid, Dalin Hay, was all about Gittin. So why is Gittin a kid? Why should Gittin be unique? Or why isn't it unique? Why do we assume that by Gittin there is Yadayim and by Kiddushin we're not sure? So he says, Tilkuliyama Yesh Yad by Gittin, Kiddin Mukhal Suin El, which we just saw before. Velo Pligi, El Abiyad Shein Mochiach. And then Machlokas was a Yad that's not Mochiach. Right? I'm not sure what he's saying. So he says, Yesh Shalom by the shiny get, you know, maybe get is different. Kiven the Ika Maisa, there's an action. The Hainu Nisina Saget Le Yad, which is you're putting the get in your hand. Have a tve miyad v'ikr mochiach mikri. This is like, it's like super obvious. The action is so obvious. You put the get in her hand, right? Masha enki b'bayan, which is different in our case, the lachada hu de yav shtei prutos, where in that case, you give one woman two coins, right? Aval chaver de lo yav mida, but you didn't give the other woman anything, right? So he's just saying that, you know, in the case of get, you're handing one get to one person, and that's much more obvious. Our case is, you're sort of doing an action with this other woman, but you're not necessarily. Maybe you're making this other woman her shliach, maybe you're not. And that's why it's a little less clear. Fine. Okay, that's just a side point. But the bottom line is, we don't know exactly in the end. Rav Papa asked a question, and we weren't really given an answer. And they countered, what do you mean? Rav Papa isn't unsure. He seemed to be sure about asking about Shmuel. The answer is no. He was just asking what Shmuel holds, and so we actually end the conversation about Rav Papa without resolving what he holds by kiddushin. Or no one gives us an answer to what Rav Papa holds, what is true by kiddushin or not. So we don't know. Fine. But the Gemara asked a separate second question by Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked another question. Yesh la lepeya o ein yad lepeya. Is there yad by peya? So what's peya? Peya is right one of the agricultural halachos that when I harvest my field, I have to leave a corner of the field fallow. Right? Fallow is the wrong word. I leave it unharvested, so that poor people can come and take. Right? Fine. So what do you mean, yad? I have to make a declaration when I leave something over as peya. So what happens? My declaration is shorthanded. I didn't exactly say the full thing, but what I mean. So it says, what do you mean? Hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilema da amar hadein ugya lihave peya vadein nami. Right? If you say this patch of land is peya, and this one too, right? Hahi peya ma'al yisahi. What do you mean? That's for sure peya, right? What did I say? I said this one is peya, and this one is peya. Fine, that should for sure work. Okay. Ki kami ba'ile ki gonda amar v'hadein v'lo amar nami. Right. So the question is, I said this patch is a peya, and this one, and I didn't say this one also. Okay. So my, what's the halacha? So what's going to be such a case? So the Gemara takes a side track for 2 seconds and just mentions another point. Mechlal dechi amar sada kula ti have peya, have ya peya. The Gemara says, but wait a second, just to be clear, what happened? I took one patch of land and I said, that patch is going to be peya, right? And that's good. If I just stopped there, I would have been fine, right? The assumption being, I gave already enough, a large enough amount of peya that it should be considered peya, right? And at the same time, Yeah, and then I want to, and now I want to add another amount, right? Like, and we say, and if you do that, if I would have said v'hadei nami, would that second patch be considered peya? The answer is yes, it would. Wait a minute, but I was already yotze peya in the first one, right? So what does it mean? Gemara says that sounds like if I would make my whole field peya, it would work because I can keep. It sounds like I can keep adding even after I was already fulfilled my requirement of peya, right? Gemara says in, yeah, that's true. That's halacha. Okay. Vatanya, I'll give you proof. We have Hatanya summons is a question, but here Hatanya says, and behold, and I'll tell you what, there's a price that says that. I mean, I wrote la sos kol sadeu peya osa. How to know that if you'd like, you can make your whole field peya if you'd like. Tamalomar pa'asarecha, the corner of your field, meaning you have, you're right. It's under your jurisdiction. You can determine, you can decide to make your whole field peya. Fine. So, end brackets. Interesting, cool halacha. But now we're going to continue with our question. So, mi amrina, what do we say when it comes to peya? Do we say, kevin de iskish lo korbanos? So maybe we'll say that just like peya has a hekesh to korbanos, you're asking where's the hekesh? The answer is we're going to learn it in a second. We didn't learn it yet. All right, but again, what was our point before? We talked about yad by neder, yad by nazir, and we learned a hekesh, right? The two of them together. Lindor, nazir lazir, and lindor neder. Right, and we made a connection between the two phrases, and so we suggested there's yad by one, there's yad by the other, right? So the same thing, there's could be a hekesh, a connection between korbanos, right, and peya. Okay, so do we say kevin de iskish le korbanos ma korbanos yesh lahem yad af peya yesh la yad? Also, so if we have a hekesh to korbanos, so korbanos we know have this concept of a yad. Right? I could say the shorthand and it works. And therefore, the same thing should be true by peya. Odilma ki iskish lebalta acher hu de iskish. Maybe the reason for that hekesh, the connection between korbanos and peya, is not in terms of being able to make a yad that you can say it shorthanded, but rather a separate halacha, which is just like by korban. If I'm late, right, I made a declaration to give the korban. If I'm late, I violate the iser of balta acher. I delayed giving it. So too, maybe there's such a halacha by peya. After a certain amount of time elapses, if you haven't declared your part of your field peya, you violate Baal Ta'achar. Maybe that's the purpose, right? It's not to teach me. There's different details within the halachos. Not every halacha by korban is going to apply to peya. So is it to tell me that this idea of yadayim, or to tell me that there's this idea of Baal Ta'achar? So we don't know. Fine. And the Gemara says, v'heiche iskish, what's the hekish? Desanya me'imach, zeleket shichacha upeya. Right? The pasuk says, ki daroshi drashenu Hashem lakecha me'imach, when it comes to a korban, right? And it says me'imach, and the Gemara makes a drasha that the word me'imach refers to lakishechacha upeya. So why that is and how that works is an interesting question. But that's the drasha that Gemara makes. So if that's true, probably because the language of me'imach is found in both places. But if that's true, then maybe we would say the same thing when it comes to peya, that there'd be a yad there also. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. That's another question Rav Papa asked, and the Gemara is going to continue on Zanim and Aleph with another question. So we'll have to see how we resolve all this. But that's the question we're left with here, and we'll pick up next week. Tav Zayin.